This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Starting tomorrow, Canadians will be able to buy cannabis legally for recreational use, both online and from some brick-and-mortar retailers. Depending on the province, the minimum age for purchase is between 18 and 21. The Canadian government hopes it has designed a controlled market that keeps out competitors involved in organized crime. From Montreal, Emma Jacobs reports.
For Canadian authorities, deciding on a tax rate for cannabis is a fine balance. Fred O'Riordan, national leader of tax policy at Ernst & Young in Canada, says it shouldn't be too low.
They don't want to make it attractive to use.
But he says you don't want to make it so high that expensive legal weed sends people back to their former unlicensed dealers. Canada's federal government and provinces have agreed to split tax revenues that will begin at about 75 cents American per gram. David Kretzmann, analyst for financial website Motley Fool, says the government also has to achieve something else.
To drive out the black market, and they're only going to do that by enabling companies to grow enough of the cannabis to drop the price.
Each province gets to set its own rules on cannabis sales. Ontario will start out with a government monopoly. Newfoundland and Labrador will allow sales at supermarkets. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.